From WFUV in New York, this is the FUV Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.
WFUV for a Tuesday morning. I'm Claudia Marshall, and I'm joined once again by our music critic, Ben Cesario. Hey, Ben.
Good morning, Claudia.
So we got a pretty good thing to dig into today in the first new release from Calexico in a couple of years, the new one called Carried to Dust.
Why are fences still cold? With flowers of the night, songs of the birds like hands, call the earth to witness.
Well, a lot of what they are is kind of geography as music. I'm sort of reminded of Greil Marcus when he was writing about the Harry Smith anthology of folk music, talking about that stuff as being a town where every song is a sort of resident of the town, a different character. And in Calexico's music, I feel like there's a similar sense of place, but it's a very, very broad idea where there's some of that desert folk rock, there's surf rock, there's mariachi, there's Portuguese fado, there's a little bit of Chicago jazz rock kind of thing. It's really all over the place, but it really sort of feels like it's a travelogue that you can follow. And I love just listening to them take me all these places.
From the Delta to the plains, storms touching down again. Devils hiding in the house, angels in the rain.
This is actually a quasi-concept record, right?
It is, and I like the way they integrated the idea of geography into it. It's an out-of-work Hollywood writer during the writing strike who wanders somewhere into the Yucca Valley and picks up a map. And the map takes him to Moscow and New Orleans and all sorts of places. The whole thing is pretty loosely structured, and it feels like it's just a journey that can just dart around all over the place. You hear the mariachi horns. And you hear the Mexican folk styles, and there are a lot of guests on this record. One of them is Sam Beam of Iron and Wine, and you hear sort of where he comes from, and you hear Amparo Sanchez, who's a Spanish singer that Joey Burns of Calexico really likes, and I don't think she needs to ring a doorbell. You sort of know when she's there and where she comes from, and it's like a nice visit.
You know, when I think of Calexico, I think of a band that always sets a very significant mood with its music.
They really cast a spell. This is about atmospherics. And I think that's a real gift and a real talent. The other side of the coin there is that I think there's more of an emphasis on atmospherics than on songwriting. I don't think it's an accident that they've never really had a hit, even in an indie kind of way.
Dialing in the forgotten voice.
I can't help but wonder how all of this is going to translate live. They're going to be at Webster Hall on the 24th.
I think that's a perfect environment for them because you just want to be taken someplace. I just can't picture rushing home to throw on the Calexico CD because there's a song I just gotta hear.
They don't write hooks, they write moods.
Exactly, and that's perfectly fine. But I think that will put a limit on where they can go, and they're 6th albums into their career now, and they're a beloved and respected band, but I think they've hit their kind of commercial plateau.
The Calexico record is called Carried to Dust. It is available today. Thanks to our editor, Elisa Ali, and to our music critic, Ben Cesario of the New York Times.
Thank you, Claudia.
After all these years,
from WFUV in New York, this is the podcast of FUV's Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.